Well, you join us at the recently renamed Andrew Yoni Stadium, formerly known as the Smallbrook Stadium. You join us on a very exciting night. This is the first meeting, well, the first National League meeting of Speedway for 3 years on the Isle of Wight. You join me as the bikes are lining up for the first race. Let's hope the White Link Warriors do very well tonight. So, first league meeting here for 3 years. Very good turnout. Packed stadium to the right. It's a very pleasant evening. Stadium floodlights are on, nice and early. And we're about to settle down for a good evening's racing. The starter, as always, is having a bit of a thankless job. Getting them all to line up properly. So I say, we're looking forward to a good night's Speedway. Let's hope the White Link Warriors do well. Right, you join us roughly halfway through the evening with a rerun of Heat 6. And it's over to Shania, our match commentator.
Well, very good evening, everybody. Welcome to the rerun of Heat 6. With Dan O'Vergerie disqualified for falling off his bike on the second corner, we have Liam Carr in the red for our Islanders in gate 2, Kelsey Duggard in gate 4 for the Islanders, for Warriors. Then we have James Chains of white in the inside gate. Preparing their bikes ready for the restart with the starting marshal Chris Katz getting them all ready to start. As they all approach the tapes, we're ready, they're wearing their engines and ready, steady, go! Good start for the rider in red and the rider in blue. Come on, Warriors! Oh, James Shanes is going up inside and he's taken second place off Liam Carr. As they finish the first lap, it's Kelsey Duggard in first, James Shanes in second, and Liam Carr in third. Oh no. James Shanes is quickly approaching Kelsey Duggard to challenge the lead. In the second lap, Kelsey Duggard in first, James Shanes in second, Liam Carr in third. Oh, challenge time! James Shanes has now overtaken Kelsey Duggard to take first place of him. Going to the last lap, James Shanes in first, Kelsey Duggard in second, Liam Carr in third. And as they come through the last two corners, James Shanes looks to be taking the win for Kent Kings, with Kelsey Duggard in second and Liam Carr in third.
Right, I'm here with Barry Bishop, the first meeting in the National League World, the trophy. It's all looking so good earlier on, Barry. We're all level, but it slipped away a bit towards the end.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's it's one of those days at the office. We're a little bit, I don't know, maybe rust is the wrong word, but Kent are a very strong team. They've already ridden in 7 or 8 meetings. They've not lost yet. So to go down by, I think we went down by 10 points, was it, or something in the end? I can't remember. By 10 or 12 points is really disappointing, but we should take some heart in some great performances from most of the team, well, all of the team. And it will come. It's just a case of the riders getting used to it. This is only the second meeting they've done on the track, don't forget, because the 14 tournament was unfortunately called off because of the rain. So yeah, it will take time to bed. It is the trophy. That's a little bit unfortunate. But the real serious business, I guess, starts when we do league racing. But of course, you know, I want to win silverware, I'm going to make sure we have a team that can do that.
Of course, it's disappointing that we lost tonight, but I say we showed great promise in the middle part of the race, and you say it will come, and say unfortunately that Mark took a tumble a couple of times because he had a couple of strong rides as well.
Yeah, Mark and Lee both had accidents, or slid off, slide offs today, and I'm, you know, we're We'll speak to the team afterwards. We'll have a team debrief, that's what we do, and find out how we can improve things and what the riders need to make them winners, which they are. We just need to bring that out. Yeah.
And it must be quite satisfying with the turnout again. There's quite a few here tonight.
Yeah, a great crowd. Very happy with that. You know, we're promoting as much as we can the Speedway. It's what we want. We want kids here. We want the place packed. When it's packed, it's beautiful. And to support the Warriors. And it will come. We will have a team that the island can be proud of. We have just 4 air fence panels to sell yet out of 50-something. So that shows the level of support for the club. We just need to make the club click and get a few wins behind us and get into the winning spirit.
That's great. As I say, I'm sure it will come. And thanks once again, Barry. You're always very free with your time. I know you're a busy chap. Thanks once again.
Thank you. And we really appreciate the support of the island. And, yeah, we're going to do it. We'll get it together. And please come and support us. Thanks.